Chapter 21. Sarah showered in the women's locker room at the station and returned to her desk to finish her report on the assault for the Brooklyn 15th Precinct. Sharp's image, effortlessly disarming Bratton, kept getting in the way. She tended to give all cops the benefit of the doubt. And she liked Sharp. But she didn't believe in coincidence, and her curiosity about the new cop had been set free. She needed to obtain as much background information on Sharp as she could, without alerting internal affairs. She wondered about contacting his partner. All she knew about him was that he worked on Wall Street. All street cops hated internal affairs and vice versa. It was an animosity as natural as Jews versus Arabs. The 19th had been saddled with a particularly odious internal affairs officer named Seltzer. Another case of hate at first sight. Seltzer headed in for Sarah for the simple reason that she represented unobtainable beauty, and the miserable son of a bitch couldn't control his hard-on. Sarah had half a mind to sue Seltzer for sexual harassment. Like most street cops, she was an amateur lawyer and had constructed lengthy arguments in her head to prove that Seltzer's attentions were symbols of his warped sexuality. No way was she going to sic Seltzer on Sharp, even if the latter was the samurai killer. There. She said it. She found herself staring at the jumble of words on her computer until Raj rose and left the room. She leaped up and followed, catching up with the Hindu cop in the hall. Raj, hang on a minute. The slight cop paused at a landing next to a window protected by iron bars. Raj was her go-to guy in computers. Raj, can I trust you with something? Most assuredly. Could you get me Derek Sharp's service record, run a background check? Sharp, the new policeman from the Bay Area? I could do that. Will you tell me what it's about? A public defender banged into the stairwell at street level and headed up, toting an overstuffed briefcase and breathing heavily. They exchanged greetings and waited until he exited on the third floor. Sharp is an expert swordsman. I need to know where he studied. Raj's eyebrows rippled with understanding. I will use my home computer. Thanks, Raj. I owe you. Nonsense. It is I who owe you, for the assistance you rendered in the case of the vanishing sardine truck. Sarah planted a quick kiss on Raj's cheek and headed back to her desk. Someone had crazy glued another Spawn figurine to her desk, with the word balloon, eek. Detective Pezzini is after me? She broke Spawn loose with a pop and held it up like an Academy Award. Thanks, guys. These are highly collectible. She tossed it in the bottom drawer with the others. One of these days she intended to take all her toys over to the child burn unit at Sloan Kettering. On second thought, some of those Spawn figures looked too much like cooked meat. A check on Bobby Chacon produced a rap sheet like a Chinese takeout menu. Head of the Brooklyn Tecolotes, Chacon had served 4 years at Ossining for assaulting a police officer. Los Tecolotes were active in the crack market. But the assault on Sarah had a personal feel to it. The Yoda doll had been festooned like some kind of religious fetish. In addition to the colored thread and beads, Sarah had discovered some long red hairs which looked suspiciously like her own. She was familiar with some of the more arcane paths to power favored among New York's many immigrants, weird religions from the Caribbean and Southeast Asia, ritual sacrifice of hogs and chickens. Sometimes a child. Sarah phoned Nelda Garulaitis at the New York Post. Nelda wrote the Page 6 gossip column. Garulaitis, she answered in a voice like crunching snow, the result of a three-pack a day habit. Nelda, it's Sarah Pezzini. Do you have a zombie sighting for me? Nelda, I need your help. What do you know about an investment banker named Robert Hotchkiss? Consummate bore. Quite the whiz kid in the 90s, but his career seems to have stalled and his society wife, Janet, is giving him the heave-ho. Looks like a nasty divorce battle. Hotchkiss has retained Lawton and Cates. The former Miss Dolores Greenbaum has employed the flamboyant women's rights advocate, Mildred Squires. You think he's strapped for cash? Men like Hotchkiss are always strapped for cash. The only reason I know about this insignificant little man at all is because he married the former Miss Dolores Greenbaum, of the Kensington Greenbaums. What's this about? Murder investigation. Please don't mention this to anyone and you get the scoop. What's the scoop? The samurai killer. Seriously? Seriously. What are you looking for? Sarah told the gossip columnist her theory that the samurai killer was collecting swords. I need to know if Ethra Hotchkiss or his wife has tried to peddle something through Bachman recently. She did not mention she thought Hotchkiss was their anonymous informant or the fact that she knew Hotchkiss had once owned a Muramasa blade. Sarah accessed info.com, a for-fee investigative service that had access to credit reports, military records, wrap sheets, your fourth grade report card. Robert Hotchkiss had been born in 1950, the only son of Arthur and Anne Hotchkiss of North Salem. Arthur Hotchkiss had served with distinction in the Pacific during World War II. He'd been on Iwo Jima, that hellish 2-mile patch of beach that cost the lives of 20,000 Americans. At 4 p.m., the phone rang. Pezzini, homicide. Officer, it's Dave Copkind. Sarah unconsciously relaxed her neck and shoulder muscles, surprised at her own relief. She hadn't realized she'd wanted him to call. Hello, David. I want to thank you again for the other night. I had a lovely time.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, maybe we could do it again, or something. Like maybe dinner and some music. There's this little jazz club around the corner featuring the Ray Rideout Quartet. He's an absolutely ripping sax player.
I'd love to.
Pause.
Really?
Genuine shock.
Yes, I'd love to.
I can't Friday. That's my volunteer day.
But Thursday or Saturday?
Thursday.
You want to come by my place?
If that's a hassle, I could drive over to Brooklyn.
No.
Manhattan is the center of the universe. One should always head for the center.
I'll come to your place.
Around 7?
That would be great.
See you then.
Sarah hung up.
A minute later, Baltazar looked at her in annoyance.
What are you humming about?